بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. The last time we began the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mujib. And from there we began discussing in regards to protecting one's eyes and the importance of protecting those eyes. As Hazrat mentions, whatever you import, you will export. Whatever you will import, you will export. If you're importing haram, and that's what the exporting will do, the same thing also. That will come into the limbs, that will come into the mind, that will come into one's heart also. So it's very important what we import is halal, is pure, and the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-Mujib is that being who accepts dua. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts dua, and a person should make dua for himself also. In regards to his limbs, protecting his eyes, his mind, his tongue. These are important things. That there are streams that lead to the heart. There are streams that lead to the heart of ma'rifat. Is the eyes, the tongue, the ears and the mind. What we hear, what we think, what we see, what we speak, affects the heart. These are all streams that fill the heart of ma'rifat. Person has a stream, different streams that are filling a dam or a reservoir, and one stream has dirty water, napak water. Everything will become napak. The same way mashayikh say that a person can do all the good a'mal, the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ita'at of Allah, obedience of Allah, salah. But one of these avenues is napak, is impure, then everything will become napak. The heart will become napak. Now and then he'll enjoy the coolness of obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but more than often there'll be problem. Therefore we have to get the internal correct, the external correct, completely submit to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam completely submitted to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Remember the time when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, أَسْلِمْ. O Ibrahim, surrender completely. قَالَ, he replied, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That I have surrendered myself to the Rabb of the universe, of all the realms, to surrender everything. Easy to say surrender. Surrender the eyes to Allah. Give it to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Give the heart to Allah. Yaqeen upon Allah. Tawakkul upon Allah. Love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have to take our time, make muraqabah. For all the dirt and the filth to come out, and for us to come to obedience of Allah, we have to make muraqabah. Our muraqabah, meditation is very weak. The Tali rahmatullah alayhi says, you have to make muraqabah over the bounties of Allah. Ya Allah, you gave me so much. The eyes you gave me, the darkest part of the eye, Allah has put light in there for you to see. Subhanallah. The darkest part of the eye, the pupil, is the darkest part of the eye. Allah has put light behind it for you to see brightness. Allah's qudrat. See, Allah, how you made me see? I'm seeing everything around me, all the different colors, etc. Those that are color blind, they can't see colors. I can see color, I can taste with one tongue, so many things, so many bounties of Allah. The Talmi says, rahmatullah alayh, that sit down, make muraqabah from the bottom of your heart. Ya Allah, how you gave me so much? How can you use all of this to break your command? This is the height of stupidity. They say, bewakufi. This is the height of bewakufi stupidity, that the person who is giving you everything, you disobey him. And you don't have fear also. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala warns you about himself. Be careful, don't break my command. يُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. Allah says, I'm warning you in regards to myself, don't break my command. But at the same time, وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is very ra'uf, very kind, compassionate to His slaves. But I'm warning you, don't break the command of Allah. So specifically we're discussing when it comes to the eyes, which has become now epidemic, has become a plague right now. People don't regard this to be a sin at all. Staring at a ghair mahram woman doesn't regard it as a sin also. Ghair, and a woman also staring at men, even though she be in parda also, to look at men, absolutely impermissible. As you mentioned the last time, when it comes to protecting the eyes, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Specifically Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers. يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. They should lower some of their gazes. Allah's compassion. Not all. Look at your wife. Look how much you want. Look at your children, look how much you want. Look at your grandchildren, you know, got a beautiful garden also, mashallah. Say subhanallah, praise Allah tabarak, look at the colors I can see, the colors Allah Ta'ala has put there. People want to go to Kruger National Park, they want to see animals. Hazrat says, now, Ashraful Makhluqat, the best of Allah Ta'ala's creation. Allah Ta'ala made us the best of creation, wants to go see the lowest of creation. He said, what kind of creation are you? Allah Ta'ala gave you intelligence. He says, now you're going to see animals, but make the niyat, Ya Allah, I'm going to see the creator of the animals. Let's just see animals. But the creator of animals, that monkey is doing monkey business, you're also acting like him too. He's throwing banana at you, you're throwing back at him. Allah says, now you're supposed to be the better of the creation, you're also acting like him also. I came to see the creator of this monkey, Allah, how you made this monkey? And then to thank Allah, Ya Allah, you gave me a full brain. I should be acting like that also. I should also be acting like that. But you see insan, he sees a lion, he starts roaring. He starts roaring, but the lion doesn't want to roar. So he starts making noises. So Hazrat says, look at the insan, what happens to him. What he went for and how he's behaving. And he paid the full price ticket also to go behave like that. So he says, go and look at the creator of this creation. Ya Allah, how you made these animals? The cat family and the different animals, Allah's Qudrat. They make shukr to your to Allah Tabaraka, Ya Allah, you gave me so many bounties and ni'mats. This animal has only one set of clothing his entire life, can't change. Whether winter, summer, autumn, spring, only one menu also, Allah Ta'ala has given us so many menus, mashallah. Different, sometimes vegetable, sometimes meat, sometimes spicy, sometimes not so spicy. How we want it, Allah Ta'ala gives it, subhanallah. All the time we're tasting something different. Animal kingdom, one they have one diet only, finish. One set of clothing, unless now sometimes they shed it. But insan, winter has got different garb, summer has got different garb. Thank Allah Tabaraka, Ya Allah, shukr to you. How can I abuse my eyes? Look at something haram with the eyes Allah Pak has given me. He hasn't mentioned, we read the last time, ishq buta mein asad karte ho fikre rahat, dozakh mein dhoondte ho jannat ki khab gahe. Say, oh Asad, you are concerned about comfort in the love of idols. Idols referring to these haram women that are walking the streets. As our Hazrat says too, they're hardly getting foot in their clothing. And you're looking at them making istighfar, look at them. You're not supposed to look in the first place. Absolutely haram. He's making istighfar. Hazrat says, make istighfar upon your istighfar. Ask Allah Ta'ala forgiveness upon how you're asking for forgiveness. How Mashaykh teach us. And also, subhanAllah, once you mentioned to Hazrat Wala also, Hazrat, we make shukr to Allah. What a shaykh you've given us. He says, Mul Yusuf, make shukr upon the shukr also. Thank Allah Ta'ala for giving you the ability to thank Him also. SubhanAllah. It wasn't from you that, so Allah Ta'ala give you the ability. Thank Allah Ta'ala for that, Ya Allah. Shukr, you gave me the ability to make shukr to you. That too is the ni'mat of Allah. It's nothing from you. So one is for the men to lower the gazes. Some of the gazes. Other gazes, look at halal, no problem. But haram, don't look. Now we speak about looking at haram women, غير mahram women. Whether it comes, and Hadith Sharif says also, Alhamu al-mut, the brother-in-law is mut. Brother-in-law is mut. It's happening in so many homes right now, my dear brothers. Whereas one, when we want a happy family, break in the command of Allah. All eat together, all sit together, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, laughing, joking, going holidaying together. Absolutely haram, impermissible, where there's no parda whatsoever. And we say nothing will happen, as if Allah Pak doesn't know why He put that law. Defying Allah's law, then nothing will happen. We all are safe. The Creator knows better. But you're trying to prove to Allah, Ya Allah, we know better. We know nothing, but we know it's happening. It is happening right now. People are complaining, they're saying, nah, but we never thought it will happen. This youngster, whether the daughter-in-law, or this in-law, or that in-law, or that cousin, whatever it may be. And it's happening. But nobody can speak. Put it under the carpet. Allah Ta'ala gave the command. We have to implement the command. I'm a slave of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I have to give a reckoning to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What's the law of Allah? I have to implement it. Allah says so many halal things to look at it. See the qudrat of Allah, the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. Why break the command of Allah? Why break the command of Allah? I want to be one happy, jolly family, do everything together. It doesn't work, my dear brothers. And if you don't feel that something is going to happen, then understand. The least that will happen in abusing the eyes will be that the iman will be weakened. Iman will become weak. Once you ask Hazrat Wala also, many brothers or sisters, whatever it is, sometimes we might go to the beachfront. People are walking there. So much behayai, immodesty, no fear. no fear whatsoever. And also be part of it, maybe walking there also, but be okay. مَنْ كَثَّرَ سَوَادَ قَوْمٍ فَوْمِنُهُ. The person who increases the crowd of sinners is part of them. He is part of them. As Hazrat, sometimes we see these things, but we don't feel any pain in the heart. Allah's command is being broken right now. Allah says, cover yourself. Don't look at opposite gender. You should not be over here right now. But we don't feel anything. Hazrat mentioned, there's only one problem. This is absolute weakness of iman. Iman is so weak, you don't even feel bad about it. You don't even feel bad. The aircon doesn't work. It's not getting cool. Next day already, please come fix it up. Couldn't sleep the night. And here the bad air of all the haram activities around us, and we don't feel that something is happening in my heart. My heart is okay. I don't want to fix it up. Guna is taking place. Haram is taking place in front of me. The command of Allah is being broken. With the own ni'mas and bounties Allah gave me, I'm breaking the command of Allah and I don't feel some ghairat in my heart. Some sensitivity that the command of Allah Ta'ala is being broken. So here is the men to lower the gazes. And therefore the masturat for them to lower the gazes also. They have to lower the gazes. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ Allah Ta'ala separately addresses the masturat and the ladies also. O Nabi of Allah, قُلْ قُلْ in Quran means, O my beloved Nabi, say to them. It's a command given to him. Say to them, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ Say to the believing women, يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ They should also lower the gazes. وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنْ And they should protect their sharamga and their private part. They should be chaste. Nabi of Allah has been commanded that give the command to my creation. I know how I made them. I know their anatomy. I know what they're made of. But we feel I'm okay. Everything is fine. Don't break the family. Let's eat together. Holiday together. Let's go together. Let's meet. Let's hug. Let's make salam. Everything is fine. How can it be fine? When the command of Allah is being broken, and we know the level of behaya, immodesty in the air right now, it's just there. You just walk out of the masjid and already everything is there. Everything is calling away from Allah, away from modesty, away from bashfulness. Everything is calling away. Therefore, it's for us to build our iman, to protect our eyes and see the sweetness Allah Ta'ala will give in our iman. So here Hadrat says, Oh As'ad, we are concerned about comfort in the love of idols. You love all these idols walking around, you look at them, abuse your eyes and you're looking for comfort of Jannat in that. You're looking for the comfort of Jannat in that, Oh As'ad. You're actually seeking the bedrooms of Jannah in hell. You're seeking the bedrooms of Jannah. You won't get the Jannati bedroom in Jahannam. You find it in Jannat, in the Amal of Jannat. Is that possible now that you can do Jahannami work and end up in Jannat? What do you say? Wishful thinking. Is that going to happen like that? Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat. Our Shaykh Hadashah Barul Haqsab Rahmatul Ali recited the following poem regarding temporary beauty in the Gulshan Iqbal Khanqa, which is the Khanqa of Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatul Ali. As Hakim Sahib Shaykh Shah Barul Haqsab Rahmatul Ali, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatul Ali. He said, Dora na shah chalbasa gardisha jam ho chuki, saqiya gal uzar ki turki tamam ho chuki. The round of delight is over, the round of delight, talking about the tavern of Allah's muhabbat. They always liken it now to a bar or a pub, how the bartender serves the drinks, and how the people, the customers, the clientele, how they enjoy themselves with drinking. So he says that the round of delight is over, how you pass the goblet to the bottle, a round is over, and the circulation of the goblet is done. So everybody has a drink already. Here they refer to the drink of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and love. The rosy-cheeked, sweet hearts, bravery is finished. Hazrat says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has supplicated against the one who casts evil glances. Bad-du'a. Nabi of Allah has cursed the person who abuses the eyes. Today we are afraid. He said, Mother made bad-du'a, she cursed me. Ya Allah, what's going to happen? Father cursed me. See, you never see goodness in your life. My father cursed me. Mother cursed me. Oh, partnership, we have something went wrong. He cursed me. We are so worried now. Malala, give me ta'wiz. Give me some wazifa. Mustn't affect me. Mustn't affect my children. Ya Nabi of Allah made bad-du'a. Allah Ta'ala save us from the bad-du'a and the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam has supplicated, made dua, against the one who casts evil glances. La'anallahu an-nazira wal manzura ilayh. Allah curses the one, he says, may Allah curse the one who looks at nazir, nazara yanzuru, to look. May Allah curse be upon the one that is looking at haram. Wal manzur, and presents himself or herself to be looked upon. Two people. And nazira wal manzur, the one that is looking at haram, may Allah's curse be upon him. Wal manzura ilay, and the one that male or female who presents themselves to be looked at. Al-ma'ilat wal-mumilat. Hadith Sharif says there will be some women that will be inclined towards men, and be others who will make men inclined towards them. They never smell the fragrance of Jannah. They leave the house to attract men. They want to be looked at. They never smell the fragrance of Jannah. What's the need for that? That Allah Ta'ala has given you beauty. Allah Ta'ala has given the masturat and the women beauty. And Allah gave the command, I gave you the beauty, cover it. But to use the word audacity, I won't cover. I will go out and I will present myself. As Hakim Sabu say, rahimahullah, that when a person goes out and he abuses the eye, or the women go out, now the men also. Tight pants, which is makruh. This tight fitting pants for men is makruh, where the body shape becomes visible. Salatu is makruh. No fear. Allah Ta'ala, I warn you about myself. Don't break my command. Don't break the command. Tight pants, tight tops, that other men are attracted towards you. Ladies are attracted also. There's no place Sharia for this. We are working for akhirat. How much of makhluk? Allama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, every makhluk bukarta hai. Every makhluk is calling out, mujku dek, look at me, look at me, look at me. This is the kabbur, pride, haughtiness, arrogance, that attract away from Allah and give me attention. Give me attention. The whole social media is about give me attention. And Allah Ta'ala is saying, attention should be for me. And you're attracting the makhluk towards you. This whole effort of tasawuf, islah, effort of da'wah is all to attract the makhluk to Allah. Fall in love with Allah. Understand who Allah is. The ma'rifat of Allah. How beautiful Allah is. See the beauty of Allah in halal things. Taste the food and say, Allah, shukr to you. How you put the food, the taste in it. How delicious it is. Thank Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. But you're looking for it in haram. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has cursed the one that looks, abuses the eye. Looks at the haram. Looks at the haram, and the one that presents herself or himself to be looked at. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has cursed them. As Hakim Sabu say rahmatullah alayhi, when a person is abusing his eyes, looking at something haram, impermissible, he said, laak laak champal utarti hai asmanu se. He said, hundred thousands of champals, sandals, are falling from the sky on your head right now. And they are pushing you back and back and back. But you can't feel it. Thermometer is dead. Batteries are dead. We don't feel any harm in the heart. We still feel I'm a believer. I'm a mu'min. I'm a mu'min. By the time of maut, and here Mashayikh say, we found most of the people at the time of maut, they weren't able to say the kalima. One of the greatest factors were abuse of the eye. Heart became polluted. Heart became, because they imported so much of haram. Imported so much of haram, but still believing now that the supply is good. It's still good stuff. The mal is still good, but the mal was contaminated. The heart got contaminated. But his things now is still making a profit. But when he took Hisab Kitab, the auditors came, Munkar and Nakir, he was at a loss. Kalima wasn't coming out. What happened? Where's all the profit? No profit. Everything got destroyed completely. One nazar, one evil glance destroyed everything. So 100,000 champals are falling on his head right now, but he's feeling, now I'm enjoying myself. There's so much of fun this is. This is not fun. This is a poisonous arrow of shaitan that poisons the heart. Allah Ta'ala curses the one who looks and who presents himself or herself to be looked upon. That is the one who casts an evil glance is cursed as well as the one who invites towards it by going around uncovered. That also, we know in the homes right now, because everybody is mixed together. Mixed gatherings. We don't want to separate the men and the women. And the fitnas are getting darker and darker. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said also, badru bil a'mal saliha. That hasten with good a'mal, hasten. We still have a chance, my dear brothers. We still have a chance to change things. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, badru, that rush, hasten, bil a'mal saliha, with good deeds. فَسَتَكُونُ فِتَنْ. Soon there will be such Such fitnas, tests, trials, tribulations, لَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ, like the portions of a dark night. How it will get darker, the night progresses and get darker and darker, the fitnas will become just like that. Before now, unfortunately we have to say these things. When it came to zina and fornication, it was done with other people outside the house. Now it's happening within families. Na'uzu billah. Father-in-law, daughter-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law. It's happening. One youngster wrote actually to Mufti Sahib. He wrote to Mufti Sahib, Mufti Sahib, in my own home, I can't even come out of the bedroom. What's the problem? My own mother and sisters don't dress properly. I'm a young man already of age, I can't even leave the room because they're dressed so scantily in the house. No, Sharam, he said, I can't, because then I get aroused within the home. So I stay in my room. This is why you should become so conscious when it comes to our masturat, when it comes to our young boys also. Ensure within the house, the masturat are covered. Now they will ask the masla, do we have to cover away in the house? Do we have to dress like this in the house? We've got young men, we've got young boys, the fitnas are there. We look after the sharam and the haya, look after the taqwa also. But now this fitna within the house. The young boy is feeling the fitna, he's feeling the pressure also. So they should dress properly within the house. This within the bedroom then is different. They also, Quran Sharif has guidelines. Before the young enter the room, knock the door, make a sound, can I enter, can't I enter? All these guidelines Allah Ta'ala gave, so the evil eye doesn't fall on something that a young man becomes tempted or the heart becomes polluted. As we mentioned before also, our youngsters are getting baligh at a younger age. Already 13, 14 they're becoming baligh. And the test of youth, before this you get married, were 19, 20. The test of youth was 6 years, 5 years, 7 years. That was it. And now what we say, he's baligh at 13, boy is 23, I got to stand my own 2 feet. So because of that, getting married at 25. The girl getting married later. The test of youth has been extended. And understand, my dear brothers, in that 10 years, I'm using the word, in that 10 years, how they get messed up. For the rest of their life, they messed up. The rest of their life, they can't come right. Temptation, they saw it, the haram, it's in their mind, it left a mark already. Now it's a jihad of life till mort. The jihad of life till mort. I've seen it, I got tempted, I did it, I tasted it, I experimented on myself because I was introduced to it. Now it's a jihad of life till mort. Boy is married, the girl is married, temptation is still there. Temptation is, why? Because of the youth. Wasn't taken care of. Cell phone was given to them. When for certain holidays, they saw things within the home, there's no sharam and haya, whether his sister, the young boy is getting of age, sister-in-law is there also, he's seeing haram things, they see movies together, and a'uzu billah. This one, Yusuf Pate Sahib Rahimullah explained to us so many times, husband and wife, husband was a cricketer, fan for cricket, told the wife, come see with me a little bit. She said, I'm not interested, come sit with me a little bit. Made her see the cricket, and then she writes to Mawlana. When I saw those cricketers, how they run, they saw foot, the physique, etc. She said, my heart is gone. Even in the intimate moment with my husband, I'm thinking of the cricketer. Na'uzu billah. Tantamount to zina. Just because of the eye, marriage got destroyed. Marriage got destroyed just because of one bimari of the eye. It's such a pandemic right now, my dear brothers. And we know it. And we think, unfortunately, even parents don't understand this. Parents don't understand this because they might be hitting 40 years old, 45, 35. So they feel now that 14-year-old son of mine, he got nothing in him. I ask you, my dear brothers, when you were 15, were you like a deep freeze or like a firecracker? We think now, oh, mashallah. So we know, but... But we think now he's 14, what he knows? He doesn't know anything. He's 15, he doesn't know anything. My daughter is 17, no, she's still ma'asum. They're not ma'asum, my dear. They know everything. We have this good wishful thinking, mashallah, no, they're okay. We can take them everywhere. They're managing. But we don't know. We know at our age, when you were that age, 15, 14, 13, now the fitnas have, I won't say multiplied, 100 times worse. Even the games they're playing on the phones, you get pop-ups, whatever it is. And they sing it. And now they sing real life. And now it's going through their mind. every time, Arjun Nalloch hai, Nadan hai. And we tell them also, behind your ears was the waterfalls. Still green behind the ears, waterfalls, where we got that? Allah jaane. Waterfalls behind the ears, and it's green behind the ears, and the girl doesn't feel it. But it's happening, my dear brother, it's happening. That's why you have to take cognizance of these things over here to save the iman, protect them. What they don't have to see, don't expose them. Don't expose them. Protect the taqwa, giving muzakara in the house, in regards to the eyes. Sometimes you don't know whether to tell them, it might spark something else. Don't tell them. But they're exposed to everything already. So here Allah Ta'ala addresses the men and the women, that lower your gazes, cover yourself. Allah Ta'ala gave you the beauty and Allah Ta'ala saying, I want you to cover it. And we have the audacity to say, I'm not going to cover. I'm not going to wear the scarf. I'm not going to wear the burqa. I'm not going to cover my face. Who gave you the face? Allah gave it. Who gave you the hair? Allah gave you. Who gave you the beauty? Allah gave me. We have to make the muzakara with the masturat at home. That, oh, my beautiful wife, my beautiful daughter, who gave you your beauty? You're so beautiful. Allah Ta'ala made you. Tell your daughter, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala has given you such beauty, alhamdulillah. Who gave it to you? Allah gave it to you. What Allah Ta'ala wants you to do? Allah wants you to cover it. With the love of Allah, cover it, Allah will love you. Allah will give you a lovely life. Allah will give you a beautiful life. وَنْ عَمِنَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرِنَ وَأُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Allah Ta'ala's promise. Allah Ta'ala promises you, وَنْ عَمِنَ صَالِحًا, that person who does a good deed, مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, whether male or female. Allah here separates it also. مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ, male, untha, or female. It is, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, believing in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is the command of Allah. I'm doing this good deed as a command of Allah. With ihtisab, hoping of reward from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, if you do this, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ. In this word, there's so much of emphasis upon emphasis. Allah says, definitely, definitely. Urdu says, zarur ba zarur. Without a shadow of doubt. Allah says, we will bestow, we will grant you, we will bless you, hayatan tayyibah. Here the Arabic also, hayatan tayyibah. A blissful life Allah will give you. Allah says, I will give you a blissful life. What's blissful life? Your heart will be contented. What you want in your life, Allah will give you according to your need. It will be there. Allah says, you will have, we say in Gujarati, maja, you make maja. Urdu, you make maza. You only be fun with him. With his wife will be fun. With his children will be fun. But do the right deed. Whether male or female, do it for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah says, I promise you, فَلَنُحْيَنُّ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. I will give you a blissful life, contentment of heart also. Within your home you will have enjoyment. Your children also will behave. You will have a good life. Cover yourself. The men also dress accordingly. Sometimes now, the women are wearing parda, the man says, I'm not ready. Not wear parda. But he still wants to be a young man. He wants to wear his cap still. And he got his dark Ray-Bans, and what they call it, glasses, wearing in the night time also, I don't know why. And he's wearing his tight pants, like he's still game, he's going out. He's got a wife in parda next to him, he's got his children also, or the other way around. Sometimes he's in kurta, he says, I'm not ready. But it's a command of Allah. We have to take it upon our heart. Now the ummah has separated, one is hijab, one is niqab. He says, I'm wearing hijab, not wearing niqab. In Quran Sharif, it's just what, min jalabi bihin. They must wear one piece of cloth, cover their bodies. Who's saying this? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah says, I know what is good for you, wear it. If I got my weakness, I'm making mudakara in the house. Who gave me my beauty? Who gave me this? Who gave me? Allah gave me. Allah wants this from me. Allah wants this from me. And see Allah's promise. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Then see the enjoyment within the home. And brothers, mashallah, sending messages. What is up? We tried it a little bit just for 1 week. And mashallah, just like how your firecrackers at 15, mashallah, we're cracking now at 50 also. Alhamdulillah. Mubarak to you, brother. So they say, alhamdulillah, the enjoyment we're feeling at home. Just looking at the wife, the pleasure we are getting now, just looking after the eyes. So all the haram things out there will only spoil the heart. So Allah Ta'ala's curse upon the one that looks and the one who presents themselves to be looked at. So that is the one who casts an evil glance is cursed, as well as the one who invites towards it by going around uncovered. People who fear the curse of the awliya, people who fear the curse of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should fear the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. We are fearful. Usas cursed me. Nothing will work out for me. Oh, some wali of Allah cursed me. Nothing will work out for me. Here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has already cursed. Be careful. Don't abuse your eyes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. The temporary beauty, not even beauty also, the temporary beauty that will only last a few days makes one go insane. After a few days, the geographical contours of the face change and the features become unattractive in old age. That is the reality of insan. What you're admiring now, 15, 20, 30 years time, as I said, the entire geography of the body changes. But insan, that's why I say, bewakuf, he's a fool, running behind this, running behind it. As if now, his entire life, revolves and rotates around one organ only, that's it. Just to please one organ, his entire mind works only around that, and his activities only around that. Only that one thing. Whether it be male, whether it be female, it's just lust, carnal desires. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهُ هَوَى Allah Ta'ala said, did you see that person? Did you see that person? مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهُ هَوَى That takes his passions and desires and his lusts as a god. He worships it. Kuffar, they're worshipping it right now. The desires have become an object of worship. Whether it be zina, whether it be khamar and drinking, whether it be drugs, whether it be gambling, casinos, all these vices, the darkness of dunya. This is their worship. They worship these things. And the ummah is also going that way. Whether it's wealth also, they worship it. So insan also, the Muslim ummah is also going that direction. Because we haven't tasted the sweetness of iman. So here Allah Baqi has kept some sweetness in there, but it's poison. But they've tasted it. Muslims have tasted it also, and we can't stop it. It's become our gods. Allah, that's what we call in English hedonism. Hedonism, check the word up, where a person worships his own carnal desires. That's all he's living for. That's all he's living for, how to fulfill my desires. And they say that when it comes to fulfilling your desires, life is too short, and the avenues in this world to fulfill all your desires are not found here. The avenues to fulfill all the desires of insan, Allah has kept it here. All the avenues to fulfill your desires, Allah has kept it, Jannat. All the avenues are there. Here the avenues are limited, and the avenues to fulfill your desires also are the darkest places in this world. Your lust. Darkest places. You just go out of modesty a little bit, and you go into immodesty, and already you see the filth and the dirt. At one time, Hazrat says that the filth and dirt of dunya was a bit far away. Even the Ahle Makkah, the people of Makkah Tul Mukarramah, they in their foolishness also, just like how modern day ignorance. That time their ignorance was, وَمَا كَانَ صَلَاتُمْ عِنْدَ الْبَيْتِ إِلَّا مُكَاءً وَتَصْدِيَةً When they came to Ahle Makkah, the people of Makkah Mukarramah, first of all, they would build their homes far from the Kaabatullah. Why? So we don't feel ashamed to sin. The Kaaba Sharif is far away. And then on the contrary, look at the stupidity. As Hazrat says, the person who abuses his eyes, he becomes ulta magaj, upside down brain. Can't think straight, but he thinks he's very intelligent. Does an intelligent man abuse his eyes? That's not intelligence. Does an intelligent man break the command of the Creator? Is that intelligent? Dunya may say very intelligent. That is why beautiful point of ulama say, for us to understand intelligence. They say you can have an institution with the most intelligent of people, HODs, scientists, mathematicians, whatever it may be of dunya, the cream of the crop, that are lecturing in a certain university or campus, these are the top crop of the country. Most intelligent. And at the gate you have a simple native person opening and closing the gate. No degree, nothing whatsoever. No degree whatsoever. Can't even read, can't even sign his name also. And who you have is opening and closing the gate every day for the most intelligent of people. They say, by the qasam of Allah, put all those intelligent people together that have no iman. Compared to this gatekeeper, simpleton, native, maybe African, from a foreign country, has no degree whatsoever. But in his heart he knows, La ilaha illallah, is the most intelligent than all of them. He's the most intelligent than all of them. That is intelligence. He knows it's one Allah. Their yaqeen is upon the intelligence. They don't even know Allah. There's a height of stupidity. Although they feel we are intelligent, but you can't recognize your Creator. He has nothing. You have the science of this world, but He has the science of Akhirat. There's one Allah and Muhammadur Rasulullah. That is intelligence. He's recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. So one day all this entire shape of the body will change and attractiveness will disappear in old age, and a person is chasing behind this. I have compiled a couplet depicting this very demise of beauty, as Hakim Sahib said, rahmatullah alayhi. I have compiled a couplet to make you understand now that when the geography of what you are looking at will change one day, and how the attractiveness will disappear. Hazrat says, idhar geografiya badla, idhar geografiya badla, udhar tarikh bhi badli, na unki history baqi, na meri mystery baqi. Ajib, subhanAllah, Hazrat says that here the geographical contours of the face changed, while there the history changed. While there the history became old now, and the geography changed, with that meaning the contours of the body changed. You see, neither is his history remain intact, nor my being a mister. So nothing, everything, when you being a mister also, you became an old man, and the history also changed. Nothing remains, and you're just running after that. It is when, whereas when it comes to our deen, the love of Rasulullah ﷺ, the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah is azali. Allah is forever. Will never change. Allah's beauty just increases. Allah's beauty just increases. And when a person makes ta'alluq with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and the love of Nabi alayhi salam comes through the heart, then one durood sharif, ya Allah, what enjoyment. What? There's no time to forget now. I don't want to forget my durood. Sending hadiyah to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What I'm going to get in return? What beauty is? What makeup for the women masqarat when it comes to dhikrullah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. This is all beauty for them, makeup for them. Then Hazrat says, neither is history remain intact, nor by being a mister. Kisi khaki pe mat kar khak apni zindagani ko, jawani kar fida us pe ke jisne di jawani ko, subhanallah. Hazrat says, do not destroy your life in the sandy body of someone. Don't destroy yourself in the sandy body of someone. The body is made of sand. You're just chasing sand. What is going to turn back to sand? They become just bones, and it becomes disintegrated, and you just ran behind that. Person becomes mad in the love of women, or a certain girl, can't eat, he can't sleep, he can't do anything. Height of stupidity. What do you want to get? Sleepless nights, appetite is lost, etc. This is the sandy body running after you. What are you going to get from there? Hazrat says, sacrifice your youth for the one who gave you youth. Subhanallah. Sacrifice your youth for the one that gave you youth. Allah will keep you young forever. Allah will keep you young forever. One sheikh went to his murid's house. So the masturad, he was over 80 years old. So the ladies of the house said, we want to meet Hazrat. Just let us see him. He's gone old now. Hazrat says, no, Jazakallah. I don't want to meet anybody. I don't want to meet anybody. Oh, my old man now. Don't want to meet anybody. But they're telling Hazrat's murid, the husband, daughters, that, but Hazrat now is old now. So many years we're hearing Hazrat, we want to meet him. Hazrat says, no, Jazakallah. Just for our understanding, Hazrat slept the night over there. The next morning, Hazrat was on safar. The next morning, then Hazrat woke up and he told the murid, I need to take a ghusl. Samjhe bhai, at over 80, mujhe ghusl karna hai. Over 80, mujhe ghusl karna hai. Achha, Hazrat, abhi taqat hai. He's still in the battlefield, mashallah. He said, dekho bhai. So we feel, no bhai, give your youth to Allah. Zakim sahab rahimahullah, ajeeb, subhanallah. He says, from the time I learned ghibat is haram, I never made ghibat. From the time I heard but nazi is haram, I never abused my eyes. Never looked at haram. Allah can give us a taqat also. Allah can give us a reality. Pull our eyes out from where it's stuck right now and give it to Allah. Give Allah pak our eyes and see what beauty Allah will give you within your heart. Now when the wife looks at us also, there's no beauty there. Why? Because the eyes are incorrect. She's looking at incorrect things. Now you've got series and what they call them, soapies and whatever. As I say, cartoons also. All satanic. Cartoons are all satanic. You can see after the children see the cartoon, how they act like a shaitan also. Don't listen to the father. Don't listen to the mother. Shaitani come, they're training them to be like that. They're cartoon characters. They say, do you know what's wrong with the child? Get ta'weez for him. Because ta'weez is put the screen off. Put the screen off and see what a tantrum he'll throw. Then you can understand what a drug it is. Then you can understand what a drug it is. There's also abuse of his eyes. Look at all those cartoon characters. Is that permissible? To look at anything animate, is that permissible? To read that gazette also with animate. Understand, my dear brothers. Anything is animate, that it has life in it. Human, animal, etc. To even see it, documentary, or see it in the newspaper or magazine, is not permissible. We might not feel anything, but it affects the iman. Iman is weaker and weaker and weaker. That is why we explain to the brothers, before we go for Umrah, before you go to Baytullah, to Ruda Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, start pulling your eyes out. Prepare yourself before you go. Prepare yourself before you go. And then when you go, then you don't get your eyes off Baytullah. You don't get your eyes off the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You just can sit there the entire day. Now you go without training, the eyes are not trained to focus. Because the eyes now are wandering all the time. And when you focus the eyes back home, you trained yourself before Umrah and Bukhari, December, I'm going next month. Start now already. Halal and tayyiba food, good halal food, stop the takeaway food. Stop abusing the eyes, close up all the avenues. Now go for Umrah. And when you go to Baytullah, then you'll see the heart will turn around. Otherwise, this ulama say that if you didn't practice now, go sit there the whole day by the Rawdah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sit there until you get soaked in it. Until the tajalli of Allah Tabar, that effulgence of Allah's nur that is falling upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, until that one drop falls upon your heart at least and clears everything out. Sit there so long, sit by Baytullah so long also. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. Khair Hazrat continues with Ash'ar, we'll continue next week also, inshaAllah. Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to protect our eyes, protect our hearts. And we know the reality, we tell the Masturat also. If the husband has a heart attack, they say quickly, rush him to hospital. But when it comes to the attack of the heart, the spiritual heart, nobody is worried. We'll get through it, we'll get over it. Everything will come right. Let's go to psychologists, psychiatrists, etc. They are on their place also, alhamdulillah. But we know the real problem is within the heart. To put that right, everything will fall into place. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Before we start the zikr, just a small kar guzari in regards to the safar. Allah Ta'ala accept the safar of all the satis, all those that weren't with us were with us still. All those that couldn't make it physically, but qalban, with the heart and with the ruh, they were with us. Allah Ta'ala fully accept the ibadat, the tawaf, the ziyarat of all the satis on behalf of all the satis. Allah Ta'ala give full reward, inshallah. When it comes to Masjid al-Aqsa, so alhamdulillah, make dua for the brothers day, it's not easy. But Allah's fazl, all the satis went through. Just few points in regards to one local brother, what he told us. He said the reality is those that are coming from outside the country in to al-Aqsa, these are the real mujahids. Knowing what is happening here, you all are still coming. He said, you all are the mujahideen. You all are the ones that are exerting and making the effort. And there should be no fear to go there, my dear brother. There should be no fear to go there. Allah Ta'ala give us those hearts. That many people are afraid to go. He says, we want the Ummah to come here. The Ummah only started coming here from 2004. Before that, there was no one coming. Now, alhamdulillah, it's gained momentum internationally. Many countries can't go. We are one of those countries, mashallah, they can still go. So he says, you all are the real ones that are coming, knowing what will happen, right, from gate to gate, they're blocking, the brothers can't go. One brother mentioned, just that one night to enter the haram, he walked more than 3 kilometers. More than 3 kilometers to get into the haram. Go to one door, they say close. Go next door, next. I always tell the brothers, just think of it aerial view. Allah is looking. Look at my banda running from this door to that door, this door. He wants to get in. He wants to get in. Those steps are very weighty. It will contribute to the betterment of the ummah. He is being chased away. He's been rejected, but he didn't stop. He's still going next door. This they can't understand. He's looking to the next gate. Till he walked 3.5 kilometers, finally he got in. Finally he got in into the haram, alhamdulillah. Then Allah Ta'ala opened the way after that. So he says, these are the, you all are the real ones that are coming through. which you don't have to, but you still come in the love. This, that's why they say Subhanallah, when he comes to Al-Aqsa, this is the Qibla of all Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and Baytullah is the Qibla of only the Muslim of this Ummah. That is the Qibla of all Anbiya, and Allah Ta'ala chose that land for all Anbiya to meet, Salah to be performed, and Salah to Nabi of Allah to go up and to come down there again. Was that he went from there and came straight to Kaaba to Makkah Sharif and back there and then to Makkah al-Mukarramah. Second point he said also, the local brother, he said, I went for Umrah recently, went to Makkah al-Mukarramah, went to Medina Munawwar, he said, I just cried my eyes out. Reason being, he says, that if the amount of people that go to Haramain, to Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara, that amount of the Ummah is to come here, there's no need for fighting. It'll be a walkover. Entire Ummah is to come here, then those that are opposing us will just disappear. Whole Ummah will be here. That's what we want, the whole Ummah to come. But they want to make it difficult, so you go back home and you give this Karguzari report, hey, it's very difficult, don't go. They go and tell them to come still. Tell the whole world to come, tell the whole Ummah to come, till the opposite party will be overwhelmed. We can't stop it now. We can't stop the entire Ummah coming, in the love of Nabi Ali, and those local people also, as you mentioned before, one youngster asked him some time ago, why don't you leave this country, in the old city, near one of the doors, he said, why don't you go somewhere else? Must have been 12, 13 years old. Early morning it was, we go to the Haram, so he turned to Masjid al-Aqsa, he said, La wallahi, salla rasul fi. Say, I won't leave this place. My Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performed salaya. He performed salaya. I won't leave this place. So they know the value. And they say that entire compound of Masjid al-Aqsa, they say, is there a single span where a Nabi or an angel didn't make sajda? Where a Nabi or an angel never makes sajda, the entire place is blessed. So Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq in hidayat that we make the safar there. Sahaba Ikram is to go there specifically to tie ihram also. So he says, tell the entire Ummah to come here. They will continue coming, Allah will open the doors one day. That's what we want. That when the numbers of Haramain Sharif fail, the numbers come over here also, there is no need for all this war, it will be a walkover. The Ummah will be, Allah Ta'ala give us so we can understand and accept, inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu, Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا رب البيت العتيق، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، أو كريم رحيم الله، O Kareem Rahim Allah, forgive all our sins, O Mahillah. Forgive the sins of the past, the sins of the present, the sins of the future, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, purify our eyes, O Mahillah. Remove all the filth and the dirt, O Mahillah. Whatever we have seen, Ya Allah, breaking your command, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Remove the records, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, remove the memories, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us pure eyes to look at your jamal and your beauty and all the halal things, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Purify our eyes, our hearts, our hands, our feet. Give us a pure and clean life, O Mahillah. Make us amongst the awliya, azkiya, atqiya, asfiya, all the pure and clean ones, O Kareem. Give us a pure and clean life. Grant our children pure hearts, O Mahillah. Save them from all the fitnas around, O Mahillah. Keep their hearts clean, O Mahillah. Keep their minds clean, O Mahillah. O Mahillah, save us from worshipping our desires and our lust, O Mahillah. Make us your true slaves, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us, Ya Allah, in your obedience. Make your disobedience difficult for us. Ya Allah, keep us in your rahmat, in barakat. O Mahillah, make us true believers, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, give us yaqeen upon yourself, upon your dhat, O Mahillah. Give us your ishq and your muhabbat and true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, keep us in your rahmat and barakat and izzat and aman. Ya, keep us safe in this world at the time of maut. Give us, Ya Allah, khatima bil khair. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, all those in difficulty, remove the difficulties, O my Allah. All those in debts, remove the debts, O my Allah. All those having difficulty in regards to rosy and sustenance, O my Allah, bless them plenty of halal. All those involved in haram, O my Allah, remove the haram, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, save us from layani, O my Allah. Save us from, Ya Allah, futile acts, O my Allah. Save us from ghaflat and forgetting you. O Kareem Rahim Allah, let our hearts drown in your muhabbat and your love, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, we make shukr for all your ni'mas and your bounties you have given us, O my Allah. We are slaves of your ihsan and your kindness. O my Allah, give us your recognition. Grant us your ma'arifat, O my Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, keep us with iman and take us with iman. Keep us in your bounties and take us in your bounties. All those that ask for du'as, Ya Allah, accept them. Ya Allah, bless our mashayikh, bless our parents, O my Allah. All those that have passed off full qabr or nur, make them afarat. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, give us life upon iman, death upon iman. Accept our households, our families, our children for the khidmat of Deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us akhlaq, give us character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us his softness, give us his muhabbat and his compassion, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, save us from being hard, O Mahillah, from being rude, O Mahillah. Give us akhlaq within our homes, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from jealousy, O Mahillah. Save us from arrogance, O Mahillah. Save us from hurting anybody's feelings, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us open and big hearts and overlook, O Mahillah. Give us generous hearts and generous hands, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. O my Allah, all those who are in suffer, accept their suffer, O my Allah. And all those, Ya Allah, that haven't been, Ya Allah, take us all over and over again to all the three harams, O my Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of all the harams, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Masjid Aqsa, protect it, O my Allah, free it, O my Allah, open it for the ummah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Protect our brethren and our families in that part of the world, O my Allah. O my Allah, grant them relief, Ya Allah. Cover them, O May Allah. Give them to eat. Give them clothes, Ya Allah. Give them sukoon, O May Allah. Let them sleep peacefully at night. Ya Allah, you've given us such a rahat, such sukoon in our homes, in our families, O May Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, they don't know what will be their halat in the morning, O May Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, let there be a ceasefire, O May Allah. Ya Allah, make the, Ya Allah, unite the ummah upon the haqq, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let the, Ya Allah, the blows, Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayah, O May Allah. Ya Allah, remove the zalim, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub 'alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu 'anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu 'alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Amin.